So originally, I wanted to write a blog post, and I'm not a good writer, and I didn't think I'd do it justice if I wrote, but yesterday we found out that we lost a good friend, and that is Greg Brayton, and a lot of people don't know him. A lot of more people do, and he was a great guy. I don't like to eulogize because I'm really bad at it, and I've had to do it once in my life, and it was horrible, but normally I don't eulogize people that have passed, but I feel like Greg deserves it because he was really one in a million. If you've ever listened to his music, you know that he came up with some amazing stuff. He inspired a lot of people, including me, even though I'm not musically talented. But I think my favorite memory is going in 2002. I made what I call the Tour de Michigan, where I went to a few places in Michigan, and one of them was to stay with Greg for a few days, and it was awesome. Him and Sally and Spencer and Jason made me feel like family, and you know, I mean, it was really great. I remember meeting him back at the ACB convention in 2001, and it was fun. I got to meet him and some other people, and it's kind of where I earned the moniker "the innocent child" because I was like 16, and everybody else was way older, and everyone else was drinking and partying, and I was drinking soda and refilling the ice bucket. That was my job, was to fill the ice bucket. So everybody gave me the moniker, the innocent child. And so I know people have reposted the old Liam show theme, which is something that he made for me. I remember when he made that, and I thought it was like the coolest thing ever. I had gotten home from high school one day, and I think emailed it to me, or he MSN'd it to me. And one thing that he always did was called me little buddy. That was just his thing. "Here you go, little buddy. I made this for you." And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And no one had ever done that for me before, you know? And it was just, I don't know, it was great, and he was a great guy, and everybody that knew him would agree. And I remember one time we were talking about music he had made, and we were talking about Wheel to Wheel, and I was like, "Well, what did you make that for?" And he goes, "I made it for my brother." And I go, "Okay." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "He died in the Indy 500. And I remembered seeing on TV years ago, talking about Scott Brayton, how he died in the qualifiers, and never made the connection. And, you know, I just remember Greg saying that and just me going, wow, you know. I mean, if you've never heard it, I hope someone posts it. I'm not sure if I can post any of his stuff. I don't know if he'd appreciate that or not. I know that he's not around, but, you know, I always respected Greg, so. But I always used About Time as another song of his as an ending to my shows. That was always something that I used to use. And I don't know, it was just perfect. Greg is great. You know, even though he's gone, he is still great. He'll always be great. You know, the moniker "little buddy" makes me laugh because I was his little buddy. And, it, you know. But I just wanted to take a couple minutes to do that. I never really eulogize anybody, but I feel that he deserves it because he's one in a million. Thanks, guys.